Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. BlogTalkRadio.com, the best hour. We're so glad to be back with you. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's join together. We're going to be talking about Lesson 260 today, but let's join together for a moment of silence. Before we begin, let's just take a good deep breath together. Let me remember God created me. Father, I did not make myself, although in my insanity I thought I did. Yet as your thought, I have not left my source, remaining part of what created me. Your son, my father, calls on you today. Let me remember you created me. Let me remember my identity. And let my sinlessness arise again before Christ's vision, through which I would look upon my brothers and myself today.
Now is our source remembered, and therein we find our true identity at last. Holy indeed are we, because our source can know no sin. And we who are his sons are like each other and alike to him. Let me remember, God created me.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. This lesson today, let me remember God created me, is built upon the true thought, the truth, that ideas leave not their source. And he says very clearly here in this lesson that, Father, you created me. Let me remember you created me. And he also says, as your thought, I have not left my source. And that's the direct reference to, you know, ideas leave not their source. The sleeping self that we literally extend ourselves into and as when we go to sleep at night, the ideas, the reason we're there all night, the reason we wake up and remember the dream, even though that sleeping self is not aware of us, is because the sleeping self is an idea of ours. It is an extension of ourselves, a creation of ours. And it can't exist outside of our mind. I mean, if you think about it, you can't create a sleeping self. You don't have a sleeping self that's living its drama right now, and you woke up and it's still over there, you know, having its little experience. It doesn't work that way. That's not possible, right? Why? Because that's you expressing you in another dimension, really. A sliver of your mind, if you will, a separate concept of self, but it's still you, and it doesn't exist outside of you. Ideas leave not their source. Yet as your thought, I have not left my source, remaining part of what you created. Me, your son, my father, calls on you today. Let me remember God created me, and if I and God are one, however you might see God, and, you know, there were pictures and times when I might have imagined, you know, that God was this old man sitting on a cloud somewhere, you know, as a physical form, a body, human form, separate from me. However you might see God, you know, if you are an extension of that self, if you are one with that self, just like the sleeping self is an extension of this self that you're, you know, that I am, see myself as in this moment, this human self, it's still, you know, all one. It's still one thing. It's still oneness. And if I can remember myself as God created me as an extension of what God is, and if I now, in a more, I'm going to say, conscious way and and truly, I want to say, in a higher level of understanding of self, of God, and relationship with God, that God is spirit, God is love, God is truth, God is principle. We can add attributes, or we can begin to tag on some attributes that what we might define God as, but all of those in and of themselves are limitations. God is. And the closest approximation I have to it for myself as an attribute is that just love. God is love, so love is. But if I am one with that, and it is all one mind, and I do, I guess, for myself, the best approximation or attribute that I might see God as is just this mind as mind, the mind of love. Then I'm an idea within that mind, and as a thought of God, I exist forever and ever. Amen. Ideas leave not their source. I've never left God. I'm not really a human. I'm pretending to be human. I'm literally playing a game of separation. The tiny mad idea that Jesus refers to here. It's in that remembering and beginning to get, and this mind that I'm operating from and with is I'm always working through images, you know, pictures. And so it's difficult to, you know, to try to picture love as something separate or, you know, something other than a feeling or, you know, an energy form. And so I think it's also difficult for us with our limited intellect to imagine an image of God as well. That's why we ended up painting him as a picture of an old man on a cloud. But eventually, you know, we have to recognize that we cannot put limitations on what it is, because God is beyond our ability to comprehend it. Just like I can't teach my cat to drive my car, it's beyond its ability to comprehend even the basic rudiments of, you know, what a car is. It's just completely outside the scope of its ability to comprehend. And so I kind of, for myself, I kind of put God in that place where it's far beyond my comprehensional ability as a human and human mind or human intellect capacity. And I have to accept that I don't know, but I also can surrender to that I am a part of that. And as I get in touch with that higher knowing self, which we could refer to as the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, you know, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, however you want to see that. These are just constructs of this mind to try to understand it. I just want to say that the more that I can become comfortable with that I am something far beyond human, the more liberated I can be, the more liberated I allow myself to be, and I allow myself to become willing to at least accept the potentiality that I am much, much more than what the world would define me as, or what I have defined myself as through my limited intellect as a human. Mm. I am as God created me. It's a challenging statement, you know, for this ego mind to accept. And let me remember that God created me, and I am as God created me. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my takeaway. And of course, yesterday's lesson, you know, let me remember there is no sin. Let me remember that my goal is God. Let me remember what my purpose is. These last four lessons have been about really just remembering who we are in God.
Right. And therein is our whole journey, right? Mm-hmm. I jokingly laugh, you know, that we're all just suffering from an identity crisis. And, you know, we have sought our identity in insane ways as silly humans that we are. And, you know, we have identified ourselves and collapsed our identity into such smallness, you know, into such definition of, well, you know, I am my family, I am, you know, the roles that I have been born into, you know, daughter, son, and then father, mother, and then beyond that, you know, the roles that we select as far as our careers and what our business card says about us, or whether or not we're married, or, you know, how we produce in the world, you know, gives the value of our worth, and, you know, just a myriad of different ways that we have sought to identify ourselves and to cram ourselves into such a small box is painful for the all being, you know, power and presence that God created us to be in its image and likeness. So, you know, therein lies the painfulness and the suffering of being human in this experience and identifying in these small capacities. That pain, you know, we seek to relieve it through coping mechanisms, through distraction, through making shit up, and, you know, wars and all kinds of things that it just ad infinitum. And, you know, the man in the sky, the old guy in the sky, well, you know, just being the narcissists we are, we create God in our image. And then it's like thinking we're a body and then limiting God. And so, you know, this conversation is really great that we can't really conceptualize that cannot be put in a box, that, you know, there is this, you know, infinite, the omni words, omnipresent, all presence, you know, all knowledge, all intelligence, you know, all love, love itself, you know, that it is boundless, as are we, in this right identity. And so, you know, how great it is to remember, I don't need to make it up anymore, how great it is, oh yeah, you know, I'm a chip off the old block, you know, that there is that I am spirit and I am unlimited, that I am free, you know, from the confines that we have placed upon ourselves. I mean, what celebration this awakening truly is. And so anyway, how wonderful it is to find our true identity at last, and that we can know no sin, that insanity of sin and the concept of it holds no sway. It's like it never even happened.
It didn't.
You know?
Because it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first sat with this morning, you know, I felt such a sense of relief, too. You know, that I don't need to figure anything out. I don't need to make anything happen. Like, what a relief. My shoulders drop, and I'm like, oh, you know, God, let me remember, God created me. All I do is align with that, and everything flows forth from there. And so, you know, we have come.
We have come. Well, you know, when I think about the dream that I had last night, and I have just a few images left at this point in my day of some of the things that I was dreaming about. What a relief to know that it's just an illusion, and that I don't have to go back into that dimension of being, thinking that's who and what I am tonight, and try to fix the errors that I clearly can see that it wasn't even making any sense, right? From the human perspective, I was doing things that didn't even make any sense, right? But I don't have to go fix it because it's an illusion. You know, I am not that self. I'm far beyond that. That was just a construct of my mind. It was just a outpicturing of my very own consciousness. And that's all it is. It's an effect. And so when we look at the world, and this is the other wonderful celebration, is as through A Course in Miracles, as we begin to really realize who and what we are, we look at the world and we can also see that's just an effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about that a little bit these last few days, and it's, I don't have to give it any ever, never mind. And, you know, it's like you said, it's almost like it never happened. Well, because it never really did. The dream that I had last night did not really happen. It was an experience, but it was a dream. It was an imagination of what I was in a particular situation with certain circumstances, but it never really happened. And so I really can look at it with laughter and say, no matter how horrific it might have appeared in the moment when I thought it was real, knowing that it was not based in any reality whatsoever, it was just my imagination, imaging, you know, just me projecting images and then playing those out in a story of my own consciousness, it has no power over me at all.
Mm.
And anything that I'll see in the world today, I can see it from that same mind.
Mm-hmm.
It has no power over me because it's just an outpicturing of my consciousness in images that are in mutually agreed upon definitions with my brothers and sisters. And so it looks like it's more concrete. It looks like it's more stable, but it's no more real than the dream I had last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to give it any power over me.
Mm-hmm.
I am as God has created me.
Father, I did not make myself, although in my insanity I thought I did. Yet as your thought, I have not left my source, remaining part of what created me. I'm a part of what created me. Your daughter, my father, calls on you today. Let me remember you created me. Let me remember my identity and let my sinlessness arise again before Christ's vision, through which I would look upon my brothers and sisters and myself today. Let me remember God created me.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for sharing a conversation with me today.
Thank you for inviting me to do so.
I love you.
I love you.
And we love you guys.
And we love you.
For listening in with us. Thank you so much for who you are and for what you are doing. Because your work, and this is work, but your work and your dedication, your devotion to principle, to this vibration of love, to this higher frequency, is creative, just like the lower frequencies. And we are doing great work. You are doing great work. And your vibration is changing the world. All of us together, holding this level of frequency, this level of consciousness, we are literally changing the world. And it's really something to behold, and it is happening. And we're so honored and grateful to be on this journey with you. We love you.
And as we rise, this idea of work, which has a connotation that can be heavy, as we rise, we lighten in that concept and that idea. We might call it even work play.
Yeah. Well, when you're doing what you love, it really is kind of like play.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love doing this, and I love doing it with you, and I love doing it with you also as one of our fellow companions in this journey with Reverend A and myself.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen. God bless you and stay the course, and we'll be back, no doubt about it.
We'll be back.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created, and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the And if